Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thank you, Mark Valley. Thank you very much for that introduction. My name is David Guerra. This is the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, episode number 71. How are you? Middle of April, and wow, April showers. So let's see if they bring in some May flowers. It's just brutal weather just about every place east of the Rockies. There we go, as I'm recording this. So I hope you're staying dry and safe and warm and ready for all of this nonsense to be over. It is that time of year, so be careful out there. You know what? Before I get any further, let's do what we got to do. Let's get the show started.
Einsteigen bitte.
Alrighty. Well, it's going to be a brief episode. Again, episode 71 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast is what you're listening to. And I hope you're having a great spring. About a month and a half away from... we're almost 2 months away from summer. So are you ready for the summer? Traveling back to Berlin. Unfortunately, from the latest news out of Berlin, the German-American Volksfest is kaput. That's it. No more. We're done. They're done. They've decided it's over. One of the big key issues, according to the article in, and I want to say it was the Berliner Morgenpost, was politics. Well, two issues: politics and location. And that's always an issue. That's always an issue, no matter what it is. It's location, location, location. You know that. You're selling something, you're doing something, it's got to be location. And on the other side, it's politics, especially when it deals with multinational, multicultural issues and what's going on and where it can happen. And we all remember that it was just in that field south of Truman Plaza. Or was that west of Truman Plaza? It just depends on how you looked at it. Next to Truman Plaza, there was that field, and that's where it was held for the longest time. And then after we left and things kind of moved around a little bit, it moved around, the German-American Volksfest, and that's that annual August tradition, that late summer tradition right before the start of fall. That was always fun. It moved, and most recently it was over by the main train station, over there by the main Hauptbahnhof. In downtown Berlin, unique place to put it. Technically, it would be in the British sector. Again, interesting place to put it. But again, it's my understanding there was a large enough field, there was large enough grounds, pretty much all good to go. And over the past several years, they've been talking about actually moving it over to Tempelhof. After Tempelhof ceased to be a functioning airport, the city of Berlin turned it into kind of a walking park. And then last year, great Formula One race that was going on last year. That was a lot of fun if you got to see that on television, or if you were actually there in person. That was a lot of fun to see. And they've had concerts and other events there. So why not put it there? You've got the huge field south of the strips of the runways, and be a perfect place. But now recently, with change in politics and change in the world climate, and not temperature wise, I'm not going that route, but I'm talking about what's going on in the world that has caused things to heat up in some spots that have, well, basically led to refugees and people leaving their countries. While others stay and fight, others choose to leave. I that's for a different conversation, just kind of, you know where I'm going with that. The thing is that the city has turned a couple of the hangars in the area there at Tempelhof into refugee camps. Great use of facilities. I have nothing against that. Great. That's what it was there for. That's what we did in 48 and 49 during the Berlin airlift. That became a hub of relief and support and basically just helping humanity. And I understand that. And so it becomes that again. Great. Great, but you still have that huge field outside. Why not still just put it there? But then again, we're not done with it. We're not done with it. This is not the last of it. I know we have not heard the last of it. I also know that on some websites, the calendar is still up and it has dates. and from late July to August. And, all I can say is from what I've gathered, what I've heard, what others have told me, from what I've read online that's pretty much it. So if the calendars haven't caught up, the calendars have not caught up. But that's what happens. And they'll catch up. But again, strongly, I really do believe that we have not heard the last of the German-American Volksfest in Berlin. And I would not be surprised if it does make a comeback quite soon. It would just be one of the nice things to do. Again, to keep that relationship alive, to keep that spirit alive, to say, hey, look, it was more than just the German people. It was the other four powers. Yes, even the Soviets. It was all the four powers. Once the wall fell, they got together and said, you know what? We've got to do it. And got the Germany united, got Berlin united, and in one city, one nation. And so why not honor that legacy? Why not honor that time of coming out of something very horrific? And it was with the help of everybody, you know. Some sides will say, you know, and I'll say the same thing. It might not have been the best of times in the East, but nonetheless, peace did reign for the most part. But again, I'm getting into a couple of things I didn't want to get into. But unfortunately, that is the nature of the business. That is the nature of what is going on in Berlin. Well, again, that's kind of what's going on there. Let's see, what else would I was going to talk about? Yes. Yesterday, on April 16th, 2016, I did the first formal BerlinBrigade.com live broadcast on Facebook, on our Facebook page. And the link will be here and on the show notes. And if you don't know the link and you're listening, you don't want to go to the show notes, it's facebook.com/BerlinBrigade. That's it. facebook.com/BerlinBrigade. All one word. And it'll take you to the website page and you'll see the video there that I recorded on Saturday afternoon. And it's called Going Live at the BerlinBrigade.com headquarters. And it's about a 10-minute video. Nothing. Basically, everything I'm talking about here is what I mentioned in the video. And again, I'm going to do those videos about once a month, so it won't always piggyback off the podcast, because I want to keep the content different, but the same, but different on all the platforms. That way, you're not hearing the same thing over and over and over again. Unfortunately, that's just the way everything crossed and gelled, and the calendars just happened that way. But like I said, I will not be rehashing a video, or the video will not be a rehash of the podcast. That's for different things, different times. Let's see. Yes, but I do want to talk about the update to the website registry. And here are the units that were recently updated. We've got, come on, here we go. The 168 Medical Detachment. That's the veterinary service, and that falls under MEDAC, MEDDAC. So there's a change there. There's an add there. Headquarters company, headquarters and headquarters company is 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry, and Signal Support Company. Got entries there. Combat Support Battalion, new entry there. Helmstedt Support Detachment, new entry there. Combat Support Company, 3rd Battalion, 6th Infantry, new entry there. And that's the latest entries. Those go back to the beginning of the month of April. And those are there. They're now updated. It's uploaded. So check it out. Now, I know I've talked about this ad nauseum. I've talked about it forever. June 1st, we are going to go live with the passwords. We're going to lock down the entrance to the registry. Now, it's just the registry. Nothing else. The individual pages, if you can get past the registry page, you're in. You are in. You're into everything. Now, this hopefully will stave off some of the software robots that are out there on the internet that go around scrounging and scavenging for looking for email addresses. And if they don't know how to find the password, they're not going to get in. That's a good thing. Unfortunately, those that can manually do it, they will be able to get in there, but the software on the new service allows me to pinpoint who's spending way too much time and who is actually going from one IP address. See, every computer on the internet has an IP address at any given moment. It's unique to that computer for that moment of time. Okay, so I can tell that if somebody's bouncing from one page to the next and spending more than 5 seconds on the page, it'll let me know who it is. And now when I say 5 seconds, it's give or take. But again, it's not the actual time. I'll be able to tell more information. But I'll also be able to tell what they're doing for the most part, based on time, based on what they're doing and how they're going through it. And that's okay. I mean, you know, some people like to visit all the pages. That's fantastic. But then there's some people that I've actually caught doing it that will sit there and just copy people's email addresses left and right. And then so, folks, if you are receiving email addresses that are not from someone from someone from the BerlinBrigade.com registry that's on there, or that say they serve with the Berlin Brigade, but you're getting these emails and they turn out to be spam mails, let me know. Let me know. Do not hesitate. Let me know. Because again, that is not what you signed up for. You signed up to, and you put your information, you left your contact information there so buddies can find you, so other friends can find you, so other people you serve with can find you. And that's what this was all about from the very beginning back in 1997, is to get buddies and Berlin Brigade buddies back together, get people to find each other. And I think we've done a pretty good job. But obviously there are some people that just say, you know what, I'm going to sell my product, or I need this, or I need that, but I can't do it any other way other than taking everybody's email addresses and spamming them. So please, folks, if you're getting a spam, let me know right away. Let's see, what else? The podcast, the password protecting, again, June 1st, we're going to go live with that. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to put up a couple of videos on the website. I am going to tell you exactly how it is, and I will actually have the password up about a week before we go live. So you'll have an opportunity to say, hey, look, there's the password, and that's what it's going to be on June 1st. I will also mention it on the podcast, so you'll know. You'll know. If you need to get in there, you'll know how to get in there, and I'm going to let you know exactly what the password is. There is no secret word in this episode. However, we're going to keep it open another week, and I want to know, what is your favorite movie set in Berlin? We've had some very interesting entries. One that I completely forgot, but it was a great movie. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I do want to know, what is your favorite movie set in West Berlin, or in Berlin in general? Let me know. Sure, like to hear from you, and you can always fill on the form. Go back to Berlin Brigade podcast number 70. That's the last episode. At that page, there is an entry field. There's a form, an online entry form. And I will have it on this page as well, for page 71. We're going to keep it open another couple. Well, I said another week. You know what? Another 2 weeks. I will close it before the next podcast comes online. But I want to give you an opportunity. Guess what I'm going to do with all of that information? I'm going to randomly draw somebody from that list of names that entered their information. And they're going to win a copy of their favorite movie set in Berlin. CD or DVD or LMNOP, no, DVD, a DVD copy of their favorite movie set in Berlin. So, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know, what is your favorite movie. I already told you two of mine, and it was James Cagney, not Spencer Tracy, in the movie 1, 2, 3. It was James Cagney. I do apologize, and that was one of my favorite movies. I was just rambling off. And the other one was Wings of Desire. Very cool movie. And if you've not seen it, I highly recommend you take some time and watch it. It's a very great movie. Very interesting story. And the city of Berlin does play a role in that movie. Awesome. Awesome. Let's see, what else? Yes, still looking for people to interview on the podcast. Looking for somebody from the Helmstedt Support Detachment. I'm calling you out. We want to hear your story. Definitely, I know there's some unique stories about Checkpoint Alpha. I know there's great great content out there and a story or two that needs to be told and the world needs to know. And we'd like to know, I mean, those of us that never served at Checkpoint Alpha, we'd like to know what that was about. We know what things were about at Checkpoint Charlie and Checkpoint Bravo, because we were right there in the city and they were right there in the city. But at Helmstead, what was going on? What was the deal? And so we'd love to hear from somebody from Helmstead Support Detachment. Contact me, dave@berlinbrigade.com. And we'll set it up and we'll get you recorded and we'll get you on the podcast and the whole world will hear the story of the Helmstead Support Detachment and its mission during the Cold War. And the same goes for anybody else, any other unit, MEDAC, we haven't heard from you. Would love to hear from you. Who else would we like to hear from? The Constabulary, the 16th Constabulary Squadron, anybody from there? Allied Staff Berlin. Definitely want to hear from you. Like I said, MEDAC, we want to hear from you. Aviation Detachment, definitely want to hear from you. Armed Forces Network Berlin, AFN Berlin, anybody there, want to hear from you. I know there's stories there. Berlin Observer, definitely. Drill Team, we've heard rumors, but definitely want to hear from you. 43rd Chemical Detachment, want to hear from you. Let's see, who else? Without spilling too many beans, 766 MI Detachment, Military Intelligence, and obviously Detachment A, if you're willing to talk, we're willing to listen, but the conversation will probably be full of redaction, so it'll be like, and while you were in, beep, you know, and then it's just fully redacted, but it'd still be a lot of fun. We could have some fun. We could talk. Anyway, moving on. Definitely want to hear from anybody and everybody that wants to talk. We're looking forward to it. Well, listen, folks, again, my name is Dave Guerra, and this is the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, episode number 71. I wish you a happy April, rest of your April. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. It should put us back at, April 1st, April Fool's, not April 1st. Oh, my, we're in April, May 1st. And so there we go. Listen, until next time, my name is Dave Guerra. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening. As always, I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. And so I bid you farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Dankeschön. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.